I never realized this before.
What's up?
See what this is?
Yes.
Very valuable today.
Okay, right. A box of Lucky Charms cereal. Thank
you. That's right.
Isn't it sad how cereal boxes have just gotten smaller and smaller?
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Well, now you have to pay extra for the family size. So you get the bigger ones, you have to pay the extra dollar for the big one.
I mean, family size used to be the size. Mm. Be the only size. All right, so what are you doing with that box of Lucky Charms?
Well, I wish I had this yesterday at home because we had made a leprechaun trap. My daughters love to make leprechaun traps every year. But the new Lucky Charms box actually is a leprechaun trap in the back.
Wait a minute. What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, look, you just cut along the line, and it says, "Welcome, leprechaun. Stand here. Please stand here if you're a leprechaun. Leprechaun charm line forms here, please." It has all the instructions for the leprechaun.
Yeah, I mean,
and you trick them, and they fall into the box.
Oh, I see. Yep. Wait, all right, so what do we leave in the box for them? Because, I mean, if we open up the cereal box, I mean, we're going to eat the cereal.
Oh, that's the problem.
Okay.
Is that all I want to do right now is reach in here and put handfuls of Lucky Charms in my mouth. When's the last time you had, like, Lucky Charms?
I mean, any sort of sweet cereal, it's probably been 5 to 10 years. I mean, honestly,
really?
if not more. I mean, my guilty pleasure, I love like Cap'n Crunch, Lucky Charms. Those are great. Fruity Pebbles is like when I'm straight binger, who cares what's going to happen in my life.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had any one of those cereals for at least a decade, really.
Lucky Charms is one of my kids' favorites, so I definitely have it around the house a lot.
Okay.
I try not to eat it, but...
So are they attracted to just the marshmallows? I'm guessing it's the marshmallows mostly, right? I mean, those are the ones sprinkled with magic.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we have a problem.
Mm-hmm. We need to separate them.
Right, well, how do we end up with enough marshmallows to know that we've got enough for us to eat the cereal and then also a few left over to catch the leprechaun?
What we're going to do is have producer Sean and producer John separate all the frosted toasted oat cereal.
Okay.
That's like the circle things that look like Cheerios.
It's the stuff that nobody wants.
Right, and we're going to have them separate it from the marshmallows. So we'll have a pile of marshmallows and a pile of frosted oats, and then we will put just the marshmallows back in here, and we'll catch a leprechaun.
St. Patrick's Day is off to a grand start this year.
Yeah, also, side note, I'm looking at these marshmallows. You know they taste delicious, but I'm not really sure what half these shapes are. You've got the rainbow, you've got the heart, you've got the horseshoe, and then everything else is questionable.
Listen, as long as it's rock-formed sugar, I'm down for it.
All right. Irish sayings and proverbs go back hundreds of years, and if you say any of them out loud today, you'll sound prolific.
Yeah, that's the thing is, they're always prophetic. I like the ones really that speak of magic, drinking, and of course, good friends. Excellent. A good brogue delivery.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Raven, ready?
Yeah.
Never scald your lips with another man's porridge.
I thought we were going to do this with accents. Are you not?
No, I'm not doing the accent thing because I just embarrassed myself.
Okay. All right. So was that the full thing?
Yeah, that's it.
Do it again. One more time. Let me do it and I'll be ready for it this time.
Never scald your lips with another man's porridge.
That's good. I mean, that is prophetic.
I know.
Because it could be anything.
Yeah.
It could be a man's porridge. So it's actual porridge and food. But it could be his lady, too.
Absolutely.
It could be his job.
How about this one?
It could be any one of those things.
A best friend is like a four-leaf clover, hard to find and lucky to have.
Pretty good.
Good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. You like this? Try this one on for size here.
Okay.
May the mist of Irish magic shorten every road, and may your friends remember the favors you are owed.
That is a good one.
Like that?
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong.
It's not bad.
All of them sound fantastic.
May the winds of fortune sail you. May you sail a gentle sea. May it always be the other guy who says, this drink's on me.
Yes, because you don't like to pay for
you.
Drinks.
Thank you.
Free drinks are awesome.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not just me, by the
Everybody
way, that doesn't want to pay for drinks.
No.
I mean, nobody wants
no
to
one
pay
wants
for drinks.
To. Right. We asked around the office for what people's favorite Irish saying was. Here we go.
Erin go brog. It's the only thing I know. I think it means happy St. Patrick's Day. Siri, what does Erin go brog mean in Irish?
I can't translate into Irish yet.
Oh,
oh
well, we kind of missed the mark on that one.
Yeah,
but,
that wasn't great. Maybe Siri needs to, I don't know, update or something like
I
that.
I mean, think about it, Siri. It's St. Patrick's Day. Be ready for that.
Come on.
I have known many, liked not a few, loved only one. I drink to you.
That's nice. That
not
means
bad.
You only love one person.
It's nice. It's like a nice Irish lass. Mm-hmm. She's drinking a little something. She's saying something nice to me.
That's right.
I don't know why I started to turn into a pirate.
This
there,
is what
maybe.
Happens all the time. You start with an accent, and the next thing you know, you're a pirate. Oh, you always end up being a pirate. It doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry.
There are good ships, and there are wood ships, the ships that sail the sea. But the best ships are friendships, and may they always be.
Now
Yay!
That wasn't bad. That's
that was
nice.
Great.
It would have been better with an accent.
Well,
All right? Just, I mean, seriously.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
May your pockets be heavy and your heart be light. May good luck pursue you each morning and night.
That I like.
Yeah.
Yep, talking about getting a little bit of money.
Now, our boss decided that he was going to write his own.
Right.
For whatever reason.
He's very Irish.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't aware of, but yes, he's very Irish.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pale. I figured he was something, you know what I mean? Irish, English, Danish, he's definitely full of ish.
Raven and I had an argument yesterday. His last name is Begley.
Yeah.
Raven disagreed with me that
he immediately was like, have you ever been to Ireland, the old Begley pubs? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Here's what he came up with.
There was a very loud man named Raven who yelled, I think I'll go unshaven. He got dirty looks from Anna while she ate a banana. Now his beard is forsaken. Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Nobody's more excited than he is.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you're one of those people that use every holiday to dress provocatively, no matter what the celebration is.
Oh, yeah, right.
That is all I need to know about you. And you know who I'm talking about. It's St. Patrick's Day, right?
Right.
But she's not putting on one of those beautiful cable wool knit sweaters.
No.
You know? No. You know what she's got?
She's got the mini skirt.
Yep.
It's probably made of latex.
Yep. Green fishnet stockings.
I don't recall the temperatures ever being all that warm in Ireland, to tell you the truth. So,
green
tutu. Seems to me she'd be freezing
if
she was out there in the wild. A wild Irish lass.
She's like, but this crop top has a shamrock on it.
Yeah.
I'm 100%. 4th of July, she's got the red, white, blue leotard stilettos.
The funny thing is every one of these sexy costumes is not actually recognizable as anything that any of these things would be wearing typically.
Right. Yep.
It literally is now just a patch on like a pasty. That's what, signifies the outfit as being Irish today.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. If you're the guy who lost it in the testing facility yesterday because you were waiting an hour and then decided to blow up and then huff out in a big, well, I guess it's a huff. That's all I need to know about you.
What happened?
I went yesterday. Not. Let me just say from the beginning, not a COVID testing place. All right. Because obviously anybody that's at a COVID testing place would understand that there's going to be a wait. All right.
Mm-hmm.
It could probably be delayed. This is a regular like blood test and other test facility where you come in, walked in, sat down, registered, all that stuff. They've got a counter, one of those screens, right? 10 minutes out. 18 minutes out. Now it's increasing. 24 minutes out. People continue to walk in. One person is running the entire office, and every blood test seems to be taking a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
After an hour and 5 minutes, the girl comes out. She's dealing with somebody else who's complaining about the fact that they can't stand in the hallway because now we're past the, you know, social distancing guidelines for their office there.
Yeah.
She's taking this individual's phone number, all while this same person is going to go back and take a blood test after. And apparently she's the only one back there.
Okay.
So me. And you know, I've got some stuff going on right now. I've got a sty on my eye, Anna.
Are we
going
to talk about the sty all day?
By the time I get to the afternoon, it's throbbing and it's like taking signals from space.
Yes.
So I said, excuse me, are you the only person working back there?
Oh, you're that guy.
She said, no,
mm-hmm.
I've got a coworker back there. I said, well, it sounds to me like there's an awful lot of conversation with your friend going on back there.
You were that guy, Raven?
I was that guy.
Oh.
I hadn't eaten.
Oh,
all right,
my
blood sugar was low.
Here we go.
And I got a signal from ET for my eyeball.
Yeah.
I just left after I said like two more things. I never got crazy. I told her she was doing a great job, but I said it was a tragedy that she was all alone, apparently on this island by herself. And then I stormed out and made an appointment on my phone to go back in a week later.
That's all I need to know about you, Raven.
I'm falling on the sword.
Okay.
I was hungry.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Working with a group of coworkers and one person's having like a group get together, but doesn't invite everybody. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's
it
not
really
nice.
Is. When you feel left out, you're
right.
Like, oh, you guys all went out, and then you know you didn't get invited. It's a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
The good part is when it's done in front of that person, and then you're that person who got invited, and you look at the other person, and they're like, well, I can't, you know, you're just one of those, I can't invite you.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You want to bring them as your plus one, because you know it's a jerk move.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you, man. That is an awkward spot to be in.
Raven, if there was a party here at work,
yeah.
and they invited you, and they didn't invite me, would you go?
You know I wouldn't go anyways. I mean, that's the thing. So, I mean, I thought you were going to reverse that and you were going to ask if you would do it or whatever. I mean, you don't have to ask me. You know I'm not going.
Right. See? Because you ride or die. That's what you got to hang out with your coworker. It's St. Patrick's Day. We sent my daughter Hayden to find out what we need to know about the day.
Hey.
Hey, it's Hayden Zapp. Today I'm asking the kids about St. Patrick's Day. What do leprechauns eat?
Pork.
Do they really eat pork? And how do you even come up with that?
There was no hesitation. It must be true. I also love pork.
So you have something in common with leprechauns.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, it's true.
How did St. Patrick's Day start?
I think it started with a guy, and then, like, he found, like, a four-leaf clover. And then what he did, and he said, this today, I'm going to call this day St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. That seems pretty vague.
Good call.
Have you ever actually found a four-leaf clover?
Yeah, sure. Plenty of times.
No, you have not.
Yeah.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
They're not that rare, actually.
I look for them all the time. I've never found a four-leaf clover.
Maybe you need to live somewhere where they have more greens, more grasslands, if you will.
Are you sure you didn't just, like, glue them together?
I'm absolutely positive.
Hmm.
What do leprechauns eat?
Leprechauns eat humans.
What?
They just eat humans.
That's it.
Wow, you really do know a lot about St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, from pork to humans, do we taste like pork?
With French fries.
Oh, my
also
gosh.
Also with French fries.
Humans you need with a starch. Pork and French fries?
You need a starch on the side with all that protein.
How does a leprechaun get in your house?
They're, like, sneaky. Like, if you receive a crate, like a box crate, don't open it because it might be a leprechaun.
There could be a leprechaun in a UPS package.
Exactly.
Right?
When Amazon delivers your Prime package today, don't open it.
Don't open it.
Don't fall for it.
Shake it. Let it sit there for a couple days. Keep the humans away from it. Then maybe you'll starve it out.
Otherwise, you're going to open it. You know what it's going to do? It's going to take a bite out of your arm, that leprechaun.
Oh, man.
Yep.
What do you think leprechauns are after?
They want humans.
I don't understand why these children are so convinced that these leprechauns are out to get us.
That's what I told you. They either believe in good ones or straight evil cannibal ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No in between.
They're like vampires, these leprechauns. Yeah.
How does a leprechaun get under your house?
If you leave the door open or you have, like, a hole for a dog to get in, they might come in that way.
See that? Pet doors. Pet doors. The new danger.
I never once even thought of that.
It's not just raccoons you've got to worry about.
How do you catch a leprechaun?
By sacrificing yourself.
So in Alien 3, she drags the alien into the lead area by having it chase her into the furnace. That's how they trap the alien. Same premise.
It's like you have to give up your soul to catch a leprechaun. I don't know if it's worth it.
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I liked leprechauns until about 3 minutes ago.
No, they're not to be liked.
Oh.
Hi, who do you think St. Patrick is?
I have no idea.
I think St. Patrick is a big leprechaun, and he flies.
Do leprechauns fly?
I'm not sure about that. I would term it more levitation, if anything. Teleportation?
What do you think you find at the end of the rainbow?
They say gold, but I say an underground tunnel to China, and you get some noodles.
What do you think leprechauns are after?
They're after a lucky foot.
What kind of foot? Like a rabbit foot?
Any kind of foot.
So it could be a person's foot?
Yes.
What's luckier than a person's foot?
Well, I'll say an ear. An ear with a diamond.
Excellent thinking.
Wait, what? It just happened.
I'm thinking that he's thinking pawn shop is what I'm thinking. I mean, ear with a diamond. Is that that's what's coming to me, but...
A foot?
First off, if I come across a foot or an ear, I'm not going to consider either of those lucky.
No.
Not for me, not for the donator.
I'm going to call that a crime scene.
Right. I'm going to call somebody in right now. I'm going to be like, you're going to need some gloves and some tape over in that area.
Yep.
Yeah.
With all this talk about leprechauns, I realized something. And I don't know how we didn't realize this sooner. It's coming up next. You've been tricked. Well, I've been tricked anyway, Raven.
How's that?
Because when you think of leprechauns, what do you think? Because I envision the leprechaun on Lucky Charms cereal box, just this fun-loving little guy wearing a green suit.
Right, there
and
you
just
go.
Bringing me delicious cereal with marshmallows. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not all leprechauns, though. Ask Jennifer Aniston. Sometimes they're angry and ugly.
Right.
And troll-like.
Yes.
Right.
So if you missed it a few minutes ago, we had asked my daughter Hayden to go ask other children about leprechauns so we could learn more about them. And this is what we learned.
What do you think leprechauns are after?
I think they go after people for money.
What?
Yeah, they're muggers.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, it gets worse.
Right.
What do leprechauns eat?
Leprechauns eat humans.
What?
They just eat humans.
They eat us.
That's it.
Did you know
that's
that?
All they eat.
That's all they eat.
There's no other meal options for them.
Just an arm.
Wow.
How do you catch a leprechaun?
By sacrificing yourself.
Wow.
That's the only way.
A blood trail.
Yeah.
This is really how you lure them in.
All these years, we've been making these leprechaun traps. What we didn't know is we needed to sacrifice ourselves to actually get one.
Yeah, and don't set up a trap because you don't actually want one. That's the main thing.
You don't want them in your house.
That's what we're getting from this anyways.
And then there was this.
What do you think leprechauns are after?
They're after a lucky foot.
What kind of foot? Like a rabbit foot?
Any kind of foot.
So it could be a person's foot?
Yes.
And when they get your foot, they're going to eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we've covered these things. Mm-hmm. It's disturbing, really.
So
no wonder we've got to drink beer and whiskey on this day.
Why did we think that leprechauns were nice and cute when they're actually evil little jerks, to be honest?
Well, you know, I mean, each one serves a purpose at one point or another, uh-huh. I'm guessing, right? For the adults, it keeps you cautious. Means don't fall asleep underneath the old oak tree when you get lit on St. Patrick's Day because a troll could eat you. Now, when it comes to kids, on the other hand, it's, you know, you want them to not be afraid when they go to bed, that kind of thing, right? So you want them to feel happy about holidays.
I always believed that leprechauns were a lot like elves that worked in Santa's workshop, okay. Where they were jolly and they were happy and they were out to do good things. And now I've learned by all of this that that's not the truth at all.
I don't trust anything with pointed ears, man.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, John, our producer, has written a song about it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, the elves in Santa's workshop make toys for your home. And elves from Lord of the Rings are heroes of great renown. But leprechauns are different. They're greedy and they're mean. That one kid said they even eat human beings. Oh, lighty-dighty-doo and a lighty-dighty-dee. They like to steal pots of gold and dress all in green. Oh, lighty-dighty-doo and a lighty-dye, my dear. Leprechauns look creepy with their little red beards.
All true.
Clearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your lucky charm? Do you have something that you really believe brings you good luck? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Earlier this morning, we gave producer Sean the task of counting how many marshmallows are in a box of Lucky Charms.
Right. I mean, you got to know, how lucky is that box truly?
He's going to report back with this very important research in a little bit. But Lucky Charms, do people still have them? Do things that they carry around with them for luck?
Mm.
These are the top three things that people say they carry for good luck.
Give it to me.
Number one, four-leaf clover.
I mean, how long can you really carry a four-leaf clover?
Well,
I mean,
if you put it on a piece of tape. If you put like a piece of tape on it,
all right,
and then you make it like laminated,
okay,
then I guess that works.
All right.
Number two, a horseshoe. Actually, I don't know if you ever realized this, but I have horseshoes everywhere. We even have them in our office.
Right. I mean, but what if you get pulled over with a horseshoe in your car, right? How do you explain that? What are you doing carrying this, kid? It's like a pair of brass knuckles.
Weird. And number three is a pocket lighter, which I thought was strange. Good luck pocket lighter?
A good luck pocket lighter. No, that's just smoking.
Yeah. What do you have for good luck? Anything?
You know, I really don't. Here's the thing is like, so as a card player for a while, like everybody in poker, a lot of people carry like this chip card. It's like a chip. They call it a card holder.
Mm-hmm.
You just basically put it over your cards while you think or whatever it may be, which I always find to be silly. But of course, when you see people do it on television and they win millions of dollars, you're like, clearly I got to get one of those.
Right.
That'll improve my game. Here's the thing. I never carry anything consistently enough. I'm not going to remember it.
You
so
know
when
what?
I need the luck,
Raven,
it's not going to be there for me.
Raven, we both have one of the same lucky charms.
What is that?
That we carry with us every single day.
What is it?
We both have the number 13 tattooed on us.
Yeah, but that...
That's a lucky thing.
I don't look at that as, you know, a lucky charm. I'm not carrying it. It's on my body.
Well,
it's part of my paint now.
I have a couple lucky charms. I didn't realize until I started thinking about it how superstitious I really am.
Okay, what do you have?
First, in my wallet, I don't know if I ever showed you, I have a picture of me flying a kite. And I don't know if I ever told you the backstory of that.
No, you have not.
Every year for the last 15 years, we go apple picking. And every year I bring a kite. And every year I try to fly the kite. And
okay.
It's always so hot that I can't get the kite in the air. And my friends would say every year, like,
you
give
run
it
out
up.
Of steam,
give
right?
It up.
You're sweating profusely.
Yeah. And about 3 years ago,
uh-huh.
I don't know what happened, but I got the kite up. And I said, I told you guys! I told you I could do it!
Right.
And it's one of those reminders that, like,
that
don't
you,
listen.
You can accomplish
you
anything.
You can accomplish anything
you can
if
land
you
on the
mind.
Moon. I'll tell you what happened. Wind. Wind is what happened. That one day, there was an upward draft. But, I mean, if that tells you you can land, you know, on another planet or whatever, do something great, that's good.
And then I have this random magic stone here.
I'm not sure what happened.
Well, yeah.
You were running through a field, there was an updraft. Okay.
But it reminds me that when people say you can't do something, if you keep trying, eventually you'll succeed.
Okay, that's good.
And then the other lucky charm I have is this stone. I have a pink stone here that one time I was in Salem, Massachusetts for Halloween, the Salem witch trials, and a witch gave it to me.
Right.
And she said that if I rub it in between my hands like this, I rub really hard, and I generate heat, and I make a wish, and I say, so mote it be, it would come true. So every once in a while when I'm here, I can
just
pick it up.
You just give it a shot, right.
Right. Think it just sits right here on top of my computer at work.
Give it a new rub, see whether or not it's got any luck left in it. You gave me one of those stones. I'm not sure if all my dreams came true, but okay.
Maybe you're not rubbing it hard enough.
Maybe I'm not running quick enough with a kite trailing behind me, I guess. I'm not sure what happened, but that one day. Right. Okay.
What is your lucky charm? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. We're having producer Sean separate all the marshmallows in a box of Lucky Charms.
Well, it seems like a good usage of his time.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, we're curious. But when it comes to Lucky Charms, everybody has different things that they carry around for good luck. Top three things that people carry around is a horseshoe, pocket lighter, and a four-leaf clover. And I'm giggling, so I'm looking at our Facebook page, Ann on Raven, and we asked last night, what is your lucky charm? And David wrote, I have a four-leaf clover. I just bought one. Did you know you could just buy them online? Wait.
I mean, dude, I have clovers all over my lawn. Like, yeah, I'm actually trying to kill off clovers.
But you have to look for them. But don't you think if you don't find a four-leaf clover, it doesn't have as much luck? Like, if I go to Amazon and I just order a four-leaf clover, that can't
buy
be
one?
The same.
Right. No, I don't know, unless it was blessed by some sort of, I don't know, four-leaf clover expert or something like that that's authenticating, you know what I'm saying. He's making sure that they're authentic and they're putting it out an authenticator. I don't know. You know what I'm saying. A four-leaf clover expert.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, I have lots of clovers in my yard. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get rid of them.
Clovers.
No, but there's four-leaf in there, too. You want to find one? Take a walk. That's all I'm saying is they're not impossible to find.
What is your lucky charm? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
My lucky charm, when I was a kid in grade school, I had a silver penny, and I had it taped to a Joker card, and I swear to God, this thing brought me more luck than anything I can imagine, and I lost it years later, and I swear to you that since it's been gone, I haven't won anything. Raffles, lottery, anything at all which requires luck, I have not. I am the most unlucky person I know.
How old would you estimate you were when you lost it? I mean, is this just a few years ago, or is it like life has been terrible since about 15?
No. I'm saying I was about 11, maybe 12, like 6th, 7th grade when I lost it.
Yeah.
And it's all been downhill.
It's all been downhill.
It's all been downhill since then.
It's all been downhill since sixth grade.
You know who has it? Jeff Bezos. He found it.
Somebody
and now
else
he's a billionaire.
Up, right?
Yeah.
Somebody. I know somebody's holding on to that. Like, man. I love it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a lucky charm?
So I always use the exact same flathead screwdriver when I buy scratch-off tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, once I won $2,000 doing it, and I just kept using it. And then another time I won $500. Every week I used the screwdriver. I won those two times, but nothing else since then.
Well, that's a lot of money. $2,500, I'd be using that same screwdriver too.
I mean, it's more than I've taken home on a scratch card.
I would put it like in my purse and carry it around with me for good luck. Hi, it's Ann on Raven. Do you have a lucky charm?
I do. I have a purple rabbit's foot on my keychain, and I don't even remember where I got it or why, but I've had it since I was in high school, and I refuse to get rid of it. I have to have it.
Oh, how did rabbit's foot become a lucky charm? Does anybody even know the backstory of that?
Well, I mean, they're elusive. They're hard to catch, I can tell you that. They're fast, real fast, so probably when you catch one, you felt like you were lucky to catch one. It makes you fast and sure-footed then.
But whose idea was it? Like, let me cut off this rabbit's foot, make these fake ones in all these crazy colors, and people will put them on their keychain for good luck.
Well, the colors I'm going with, carnies or gypsies.
What?
The ones that cut it off originally and thought it was lucky. I'm going with anybody that was dealing with a rodent or varmint problem wherever they were. So you'd take that back to the 1500s, man.
What's your lucky charm? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. We gave producer Sean the task earlier this morning of counting exactly how many marshmallows are in a box of Lucky Charm cereal. You can make your guess now, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. But what's your actual lucky charm? Do you carry something with you? Hey, it's Ann on Raven.
I have a lucky penny from the year that I was born, in 1980. And my grandpa gave it to me. I think he just gave it to me as something to do, and he told me to carry it with me. And I can't get rid of it. I literally have had this penny since I was about 4 or 5 years old.
So do you actually still carry it with you? Where is it?
It's in my wallet. It's in like a certain section where I won't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, if I have to pay with anything with change, I go through everything and I keep anything with 1980. And now my kids, I have from the years that they were born.
So I was also born in 1980. Can I have your penny?
I mean, what the?
No.
No.
Okay. No, okay.
Seriously?
I'm just bringing her good luck. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your lucky charm?
My grandfather gave me this lucky pen when I graduated high school. And I use it whenever I'm trying to brainstorm ideas for my business.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice.
What made it lucky? What makes a pen lucky?
He survived with it.
First of all, it's an expensive pen. It's a Mont Blanc. And he did a lot of deals with it, and my father as well. And he felt that, you know, I could use the same luck to my future life.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a lucky charm?
Hi, yeah. I have a $2 bill that this guy gave me when I was a waitress 20 years ago. And he folded it up and wrote on it, "Follow your dreams," handed it to me. And I've kept that football shape, but that's the shape he made the $2 bill in ever since he gave it to me, and it lives in my glove compartment.
That creepy old man was hitting on you. That's what was happening there.
Has that ever happened to you before?
Look at this.
Raven?
It's origami with my $2 bill here.
Have anybody ever handed you a note randomly and it just had something inspirational written on it?
Yes. The food delivery guy, they come in fortune cookies.
No.
Right?
No, I've had this happen
Confucius.
To me before. Mm-hmm. People have handed me these things. I actually get things in the mail all mm-hmm. the time, like handwritten inspirational notes. And I never know why. And then I always open them, and then I immediately look out the front door to see if somebody's standing outside my front door.
Right. Wonder if you're in danger.
Yeah.
Whether or not anybody put something on that letter.
You know that it's done out of somebody, the goodness of someone's heart, but it's still a little creepy when somebody hands you a handwritten note.
Well, frankly, some people's hearts are deranged.
Yeah. All right. Producer Sean, earlier this morning, you were given the task of separating all the frosted oats from the marshmallows in a box of Lucky Charms.
I am very curious to find out what is the percentage of Lucky Charm marshmallows in there.
Yeah. How many were there total?
A full total of marshmallows?
Wait. We're not doing guesses first?
All right, fine. Guess. How many do you think are in there?
I'm going 124 marshmallows. 124.
$1.
No.
Yes. If you're over, you lose.
All right. So you're going one marshmallow.
One marshmallow.
All right. Sean, give us the results now.
All right, we had a grand total of 247 marshmallows.
Oh, wow! That's a lot of marshmallows.
It is. It's more than I thought were going to be in there. I won the showcase.
Yeah, congratulations, Raven.
Do we get to eat them now?
Yes, now we can finally eat them. Now that he's touched every single one. I love St. Patrick's Day, but probably not for the reasons why you think I would. 1-800-330-9999. What's the smell that most people think is nasty, but you just love it? Raven, I love the smell of corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
See, I think people are always like, oh, it's nasty. They're trying to figure out how to get that smell out of their house after they cook it.
I mean, who are you talking to?
Oh, it's my favorite smell. The smell of cabbage. It smells good.
Yeah. I mean, corned beef, I love it. There's no question about it. Onions and peppers, I feel like, sticks to the clothes even more. So, I mean, corned beef and cabbage in my house, that's a pretty steady, easy day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. But it's not one of everybody else's favorites.
Yeah, definitely. Top smells that people do love. Cookies from the oven.
Okay.
After it rains, that smell.
Yeah, that's a nice smell.
Fresh baked bread.
Okay.
Yes, vanilla.
All right.
The beach.
Vanilla doesn't
smell,
offend
the
anybody.
Ocean, the
yeah,
beach.
Depending on where you are.
It's true.
The beach can smell a lot different than the harbor or the bay or the sound.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the strange smell that people think is pretty yucky, but you are really into?
Gasoline.
Yeah, I think the gasoline is a good one.
I love the smell of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? I don't like the smell as diesel nearly as much. If we're doing the comparison taste test thing, I'm drinking the gasoline over the diesel every time.
Why are you drinking either of them?
Well, I shouldn't, but I'm just saying that if I have to,
okay.
It's going to be gas over diesel. Do you agree?
I agree, but you know what? I'm 58 years old, so I prefer, you know, the leaded than the unleaded.
Oh, I see. Well, you're more of like a connoisseur. Thank you.
It's like a fine wine.
You know what? I hadn't even gone there yet. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, the higher the octane. Oh. Mm. Anna and Raven, what's that weird smell that you like?
Peeled onions,
really?
Ugh.
You know, I like them from a room or so away, but I got to be able to get fresh air right after so I don't cry.
Yeah, but they're good, though. They smell good.
But you know what? On a burger, not in a salad. Call me crazy.
So it has depends on where the onion is, yep. Whether you like it?
Yep, that's the other thing. I don't want them in a salad, man. Come on.
I like cooked onions, like when they're caramelized, oh, that smell. Yeah. But not, oh, the, yeah. Raw, not the raw.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Etienne on Raven. What's that strange smell that you love?
I got to say, it's when I get my oil changed in my car, it's the smell of the oil in the mechanic's uniform.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? You're like a sweaty working man.
No, huh? The smell on that. Like, yeah. My dad used to own an oil company years ago. And I used to love the way that he smelled when he came home, the smell of the oil on his clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Fossilized dinosaurs just wearing it like a sexy cloak.
Oh, okay.
Little WD-40 mixed in if you want to sweeten things up that day.
Yeah, man.
I love the smell of cooked cabbage. That's why I love St. Patrick's Day so much. That smell. I don't understand why people don't like it. I think it just smells so good. Good.
Mm,
yeah.
Well, I like just about any food that I can smell cooking. I don't think anything that really turns me off with that. But as far as I love the smell of fresh sawdust, you're sawing wood. You get the table saw going. Mm. Oh, bag that up. Except don't get it too close to your nose because then you're going to sneeze. But I do love the smell of it.
What's that smell that most people think is nasty, but secretly you absolutely love it? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna Raven.
I used to haul beef out of the Midwest. Slaughterhouse.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So I know where there's a meatpacking plant near my house, but near an apartment that I had at one time, and you can smell it.
Yeah, well, it's a slaughterhouse, the big slaughterhouses where they're doing a thousand, two thousand a day.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. That's a strange smell.
That is a strange smell to be into. Thank you for the call.
Thank All you. Right. Hi, Dan on Raven. What's that strange smell that you love?
I like the smell of new tires. Going to like a tire shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good one. Oh, new tires is a good one.
I don't like the smell of tires, and I don't like the smell of pavement. You know when they do the fresh pavement?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you got to have that at a certain distance because sometimes that can be a little bit too strong. But the tire store, the tire smell, new tire smell is almost so good that it takes like 25% off of your upsetness over having to pay for the new tires.
It's the worst.
You know, because they're expensive.
Yep.
That's
every
an expensive
time,
day.
Yeah, you got to replace your tires.
Hey,
it's never cheap.
An alignment. Yeah, oh, right. We're playing for balancing. Ugh. And all that. Oh.
$600? What?
What? Do I get the road hazard protection or don't I?
Yeah. Oh. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that strange smell that you secretly love?
So, not in your face, but skunk in the distance, because it means spring is here and they're out running around. That little skunk smell happens only in the spring.
So you smell a dank smell and you think of fertile grounds and rambunctious and rowdy skunks getting out there looking for action? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
I can't sign off on that.
I know I'm not the only one.
When you put it that way, right? I mean, this is a conversation you're having with people, with strangers and friends alike.
She's like, guys, does anybody else like the smell of skank skunk? Yes.
Let me tell you how that goes.
Yeah.
Here comes the skunk lady. Everybody get out of here. Scatter.
Right. Hi, Dan and Raven. What's the best smell?
Easily best smell are Sharpies. I love that deep marker smell.
I do like Sharpies.
Sharpie smell is a good smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like Sharpies.
Yeah.
It'll wake you up. You know you're burning brain cells, but you give it a sniff anyways.
Get a little bit dizzy. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Got too close there. Or we get a little black dot right on your nose and you definitely put it too close. Just me? Oh, okay. People think it's nasty, but I love the smell of cabbage. That's why I love St. Patrick's Day, just so I could smell that cabbage.
Cooking in the kitchen when you come home. Kelly, that wee lass, is my lunch ready yet?
There's some things that people in general think smell nasty, but you really love it. Like, I love the smell of bleach.
Okay.
It reminds me of my mom.
Yeah, I like bleach.
My mom always used to, like, she was always cleaning, and she always smelled like bleach. So now whenever I smell bleach, it reminds me of my mom.
Yeah, I like bleach. I like turpentine, paint thinner, something like that.
You like everything that makes your head spin and get dizzy.
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm over it and make sure you're using it in a well-ventilated area. I'm just saying that. I like the smell of it.
1-800-330-9999. What's the smell that most people think is nasty, but you really love it? Hey, it's Ann on Raven.
I actually have two. One is when my grandparents used to come visit years ago, my grandfather used to smoke cigars.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I love a pipe smoke,
Oh, the house used to stink, and when they would leave, my mother would take the curtains and put them outside the window. So that's one. And I like corn chip feet from dogs.
Yeah.
Raven said that earlier. Raven loves the way his dog's feet smell. I guess imagine him at home taking the little paws and just putting it up to his nose, being like, "Oh, I love you. Daddy loves the smell of your feet."
It's like eating a bag of Fritos without the calories. It's
disgusting.
It's
wonderful. I mean, you guys are nasty.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Tana and Raven, what's that nasty smell that you love?
I love the smell of a perm. My mom's a hairdresser, and growing up, all I smelled in the house was a perm, so definitely a perm.
I went to a tech high school, and we had a cosmetology department, and they would be doing perms nearly every day in the school. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm very familiar. It's a big one, and you always know when somebody's had one, not just by the curls.
Exactly.
You know that that perm is coming.
And on Raven, what's that nasty smell that you secretly love?
The smell of a new car.
That is a good smell.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. It's all, you know, it's like glues and plastics and all that. I mean, it's not something they really bottle, but you still love the smell of it.
Absolutely. And on Raven, what's that smell that's nasty, but you love it?
Honestly, as weird as it sounds, I love the smell of a baby's breath. Give me a little baby that's about a yawn, and I have to smother little sweet breath. It smells so good.
I smell Dakota's breath all the time. Dakota's my 2-year-old. I'm always smelling her breath because she doesn't brush her teeth. Like, she does it with just water. So I'm always curious if she will have bad breath. And she doesn't. It's always like this sweet baby breath. You're right.
Once they're like 3 or 4, no, it's gone. But when they're little, it smells so good.
Yeah, babies have magic breath. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is that smell that people think is nasty, but you love it?
I can't eat it, but the smell of liver and onions when my mom used to cook it for my dad was delicious, but I couldn't eat it.
Oh, I can't even think about that smell without gagging. Ugh.
It tastes disgusting, but smells delicious.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they tell us what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Dan and Kara. Kara, let's start with you. What's going on?
So Dan has been, he picked up a new gig doing like food delivery for different things like DoorDash and Grubhub. And I get it. We kind of need the help right now, but it makes me really nervous, him going up to different people and different people's houses that we don't know at all times of the night. And I don't know. I want him to be safe. I was trying to urge him to, you know, look for another side hustle. Like, I know things are tough right now, but it's just crazy. You're going over to people's apartments. You're knocking on people's doors that you don't even know. And I really can't sleep at night.
All right. That sounds extreme. Dan, what's your side of this?
I mean, we got to make extra money. Simple as that. And this is right now the only way for me to make extra cash. And I do understand her point that it could be dangerous, you know, but I'm willing to take that risk because the money's good. I mean, it's helping out pay the bills and put money away. So, I mean, and like I said, I do understand her that it could be dangerous at certain points, but we don't live in a bad area. It's where I'm driving to. It's all been nice, super friendly people. The tips have been great. The money's been awesome. I can't complain.
I mean, sometimes bad things happen to good people. That's true. But I mean, I was a pizza delivery boy, Anna, and I wouldn't equate it with being on the front lines or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel that dangerous. I mean, I understand it's a different world now, but is it really that different?
Did something happen?
I mean, these stupid kids egged his car last weekend, and I know it's a stupid little prank, but what's to say that next time it won't be something more serious, you know?
Oh, you got egged.
That sucks.
That's terrible.
There's no way to feel good about yourself after an egging.
No.
It's true. I mean, even if you survive and the car is fine and all that, right? You don't feel good about yourself. I understand, but I just wouldn't go down that street again is what I would do.
Well, I mean, anything could happen anywhere, but
that's true.
You do put yourself out of risk when you're going to strangers' houses and you don't know where you're going. You don't know neighborhoods. Let's see what our audience has to say. They may agree with you, Kara, that maybe that was the warning that this isn't for you guys.
The warning.
That's how I think.
The mortars are coming in. That was the sign.
That's what I would think.
Jesus doesn't want you to deliver my Uber Eats anymore.
It's an omen. Something bad is going to happen.
But then again, it could just be dumb kids.
Right. They may see Dan's side too. It's good money.
Got to feed those kids. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Now, I want to say she's overreacting, but as like a wife myself, I would be concerned if my husband was going out every night and driving around and going to strangers' houses. I don't know.
Hey, listen, you're not delivering till 2 a.m.
I'm so confused by this. You're not delivering till 2 a.m., especially nowadays. Mm-hmm. Most places are on restricted hours anyways. And you're a delivery driver. You decide where to go. Not to mention you're in control of a 3,000-pound vehicle.
Dan has perfected right? the side hustle. He's driving for Uber Eats, Grubhub, one of those. And he's been delivering food. Well, a bunch of kids egged his car, and it freaked Kara out because she said, all right, like, that's one thing, a bunch of kids, but what's stopping you from being robbed? What's stopping you from getting hurt? And
I mean, that could happen walking out your front door. It really could.
This is just a side hustle. Get rid of it. I'd rather you be home. Whose side are you on? Check in our text messages at 1-800-330-9999. Tabitha texts, I have sided with the husband. The wife is overreacting. He's a big boy. He's not a little child. He's being responsible and taking care of his family.
I mean, drive with your lights on, I guess, right? Keep a cell phone on you.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Verdict is coming up next. The guy's perfected the side hustle. He's making extra cash. He's working Grubhub, Uber Eats, all of them.
Anybody that'll give him money, right?
Yeah. The problem is, though, his wife, Kara, is not happy about it. Not because he's bringing home extra money for the family. That's cool.
Right.
What's not cool is that his car got egged by a bunch of kids, or they think it's a bunch of kids anyway. Who knows? And she started getting worried, thinking that it's really unsafe to be driving around at night and going to these strangers' houses. And what if something bad is going to happen and it's not worth to have the extra cash?
I mean, Dan is a grown man, all right? She's like, all hours of the night. I mean, most restaurants at this point are closing, depending on where you are. 10 or 11. The kitchen is closed at that point. Nobody's offering delivery services past then. So what is truly the danger? Is somebody going to attack you for three grinders? It's possible, but it's not probable.
Mal, whose side are you on? It's a couple's court. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband side. I usually do the same thing too. I do Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, regular Uber. I never had a problem. I mean, you choose your timing.
Right. I mean, if anything, somebody just doesn't tip well and they're hangry. But I mean, other than that, for the most part, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm on the road until 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Depends, especially the weekend with a regular Uber. But I mean, you know, generally, I would say 99% of the time I've met with good people.
Right.
Yeah, there are bad people out there. But, you know, the food delivery is not really a problem to me.
Right. I mean, I definitely do food delivery over riding people around as Uber in general, too. Right. Thank you for the call. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm on her side. It's a crazy world out there, and this pandemic has only made things crazier. It's just, it is a dangerous job, and people are more desperate than ever to do whatever they can. So you never know. We might be the victim of a robbery gone wrong.
I mean, I've heard of people getting pizza heisted, Anna, but, you know, can't you select a thing where you don't even come to the door? Like, I mean, yes. People walk out to the car.
It's true. I think she's overreacting.
We're getting too soft here.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dan, our audience agreed with you. As long as you're being safe as much as you can, Kara, you're going to have to let him do his thing and do his side hustle.
I appreciate it. Like I said, I did get egged. It's okay. I'm safe. It's all good. The money's coming in.
The car will never smell the same again. But, you know, either way.
Kara, you cool with that?
It will not.
Yeah, I'm still at a loss. I still feel just uneasy.
Okay, I know. It's tough. Well, I think any wife feels that way when their husband is going out and doing something. I mean, same thing like being a police officer's wife, except
no,
you're delivering.
It's definitely
I guess
not
it's
the
not.
Same
no,
thing.
Nope, not the same.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, the feeling of worrying is one thing, but no, it's not the same.
Right. Okay. You have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
$700.
That is the jackpot right now for Can't Beat Raven. If you know your pop culture trivia and you think you can take Raven down, you want to call in early? 1-800-330-9999. It's next.
Can't Beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Joe.
Hey, Joe, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Sure. Raven, you mind leaving the room?
Sure. Good luck, Joe.
All right, Joe, we have $700 on the line for you right now. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. Raven can't hear us. He's outside. We're in a soundproof studio. You have 3 seconds to answer each of these questions. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah, give it a shot.
Uh-oh. All right. Number one, Eddie Murphy will be inducted into the NAACP Image Awards Hall of Fame later this month. Which co-star of his, famous for having his fans scream, woof, 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 will present the award.
Chris Rock, Nick Nolte.
Number two. After Yo-Yo Ma got his vaccine last week, he surprised the workers and the staff with a 15-minute impromptu concert. What instrument does Yo-Yo Ma play?
Does he play the saxophone?
Cello. Okay. Number three, Happy St. Patrick's Day. What is the leprechaun's name that's on the front of the Lucky Charm cereal? Time's up. All right, Joe. Number four, what Dublin-based band that began in 1976 has sold over 170 million records worldwide, has 22 Grammys, more than any other band, and is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
U2.
And number five, Ed Sheeran's painting sold at auction for $70,000. It's for a cancer charity he raised that money for. What's the name of his song that starts with the lyrics, "She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman"?
I don't know the names. Sorry.
Okay. All right, let me bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven!
Yo!
Okay, he got, Joe got 2 out of 5.
Okay, not too great, Joe. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Eddie Murphy will be inducted into the NAACP Image Awards Hall of Fame later this month.
Okay.
Which co-star of his, famous for having his fans scream, "Woof, woof, woof," will present the award?
That's got to be Arsenio Hall, one of his oldest buddies.
That is true. Yep. Number two, after Yo-Yo Ma got his vaccine last week, he surprised the workers and the staff with a 15-minute impromptu concert.
That's nice.
What instrument does Yo-Yo Ma play?
Plays the cello, right?
That is correct.
I mean, give me more than 15 minutes.
Number three, Happy St. Patrick's Day. What is the leprechaun's name that's on the front of the Lucky Charms cereal?
Isn't it Lucky?
No, it's Sir Charms.
Are you sure it's not Lucky the Leprechaun?
I am positive it is Sir Charms. Mm. Number four, what Dublin-based band that began in 1976 has sold over 170 million records worldwide, has 22 Grammys, more than any other band, and is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I'm going to take a guess and say U2.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And number five, Ed Sheeran's painting sold at auction for $70,000, raising money for cancer.
Okay.
What's the name of his song that starts with the lyrics, "She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman"?
Galway Girl?
That's right.
Look at me go.
I'm sorry, Joe. He beat you 4-2 this morning. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Joe, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, Joe. Hold on.
Better luck next time.
Put another $100 in there. That means tomorrow morning, same time, your shot at $800.